want the sermon without the cross and wonder why they're not free.
Dr. Tony Evans says knowing about Christ is no substitute for actually knowing Christ.
Your relationship spiritually will determine your freedom in all the dimensions of your life.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The good news of the gospel is that freedom is free. So why aren't more of us experiencing it? Dr. Evans will have the answer today in a special message taken from Luke chapter 4. Let's join him.
Beginning with verse 14. And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread through all the surrounding district. And he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. Now he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. And he opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And now, Father, bless your word as it goes forth and set your people free. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus Christ has now gone public. He is now asserting who he is as the Son of God and the Son of Man, all God, all man in one person. He is to be compared with no one because there's no other name other than the name of Jesus that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. He is in a class by himself. He is fully God, but he's also fully man. As a man, his job was to represent God in history. And so he got hungry because he was a man. He said, "I thirst," because he was a man. He had to sleep because he was a man. But he could walk on water because he was God. He could raise the dead because he was God. He could move in his humanity based on his relationship to deity. He comes to the synagogue in the neighborhood where he grew up, Nazareth. And they hand him the book of Isaiah, and he turns the pages and comes to Isaiah chapter 61, and then he quotes it or reads it. He says in verse 18 of Luke 4, as he's reading Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, and he has anointed me to preach good news," the gospel. The word gospel means good news. When we talk about the gospel, we're talking about good news. That's what it means. The euangelion, that is the good message. Good news. And it was good news about freedom. He says, "I have good news for poor people." He says, "I've got good news to captives. I've got good news to the blind, and I've got good news to the oppressed." All of them need to be freed from something. The poor from poverty, the captives from their captivity, the blind from sightlessness, the oppressed from their slavery. He says, "I have come to declare good news, And the Spirit of God is upon me and has anointed me. He has been identified and recognized by God through the Holy Spirit to proclaim good news. Jesus Christ has good news to you and me today about freedom. He's the authorized representative of God as a man to tell other men and women the good news of freedom. This isn't folk talking to other folk about freedom. This is a supernatural offer. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, has come here today based on his word to make a supernatural offer because he's been authorized to do so. He says, I've come to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Now, to what does that refer? Every Jew there understood what Jesus was talking about. Look at verse 20. And he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Okay, wait a minute. All he did was read the scripture. How are you going to be paralyzed? That's fixed on him. Bug-eyed on him. How are you going to be fixed on him? All he did was read the Bible. They understood when he quoted Isaiah 61, they understood the implications because the Jews were captive under Rome when he read this. They were looking for Messiah who would deliver them. In fact, the Jews in Israel today are still looking for Messiah because they rejected Jesus. So they're looking for somebody to deliver them in their Middle Eastern dilemma. I've been over to Israel 6 times, and every time I've gone or taken a group over there, the guide would always say, we're waiting for Messiah. Because when Messiah comes, he's going to bring peace to the Middle East, and he's going to change this situation. We are waiting, because they understood back then, and they understand today that it would be Messiah. In Leviticus chapter 25, here's what God says. Beginning with verse 8. You are also to count off 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years, so that you have the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years, namely 49 years, 7 times 7. You then shall sound a ram's horn abroad on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. You shall sound a horn all through the land. You shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim a release. Remember, release to the captives. A release through the land to all the inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. And each of you shall return to his own property. Each of you shall return to his family. You shall have the 50th year as a jubilee. You shall not sow nor reap its aftergrowth, nor gather in from its untrimmed vines, for it is a jubilee. It shall be holy for you. You shall eat its crops of the field. On this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his own property. If you make a sale, moreover, your friend or buy from your friend's hand, you shall not wrong one another. Corresponding to the number of years of jubilee. Verse 17, so you shall not wrong one another, but you shall fear God, for I am the Lord your God. Let me tell you about the year of jubilee, or the acceptable year of the Lord, the Lord's year. Okay, this is the Lord's year. He says every 49 years, you are to proclaim the year of jubilee. Because over this period of time, society will be set back. You're going to lose property. Some people will have sold themselves into slavery. He'll go into that later on in that chapter about the setting the slaves free. He says, things are going to get out of whack. So every 49th year, I want you to introduce the year of Jubilee where I'm going to put stuff right again that y'all have messed up. Every 49th year, I'm going to change your jacked up situation by declaring a year of liberation, a year of Jubilee. Let me tell you a little bit about the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee, all debts were canceled. Wouldn't somebody like a year of Jubilee? In the year of Jubilee, whatever bills were owed were now canceled. And you started all over again. In the year of Jubilee, all slaves had to be set free and released. Property was returned to its original owner. Because this was the Lord's Jubilee. It was a celebration that released from debt, released from slavery, and God was now putting things right again, setting people free. Jesus said, I have come to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. What am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say God wants to offer you Jubilee. And that's good news. The acceptable year of the Lord. The year that the Lord wants to come and make stuff right for you again. Some of us are in debts that we shouldn't be in. And God says, I got good news. I've got good news for you who are in addictions. I've got good news. My good news is the acceptable year of the Lord. But I hear what you're saying. You're saying, but Pastor, I can't wait 49 years. I can't wait 7 times 7. Read verse 21. He said to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, he told his audience, you don't have to wait any longer. You don't have to wait and hope next year is better. You don't have to wait to January 1 to make New Year's resolutions. God says, today, right here, right now, is your Jubilee. So these folk are staring at him like he's crazy, like some of you are staring at me like I'm crazy. He's so crazy. You mean I've been dealing with this thing all these years and you talking about today? You talking about right now? He says, today. Now let me give you the bad news before I close again with the good news. The bad news is that they didn't get free. That's the bad news. The bad news is that they didn't get delivered. The bad news is that their situation didn't change. Well, how can he say today and nothing got better for the Jewish people? And they're still not better. Because he said, I have come to proclaim good news. Underline proclaim. I'm going to give you the good news, but you must accept the good news for the good news that I tell you about to become good news for you. In other words, you can hear good news and amen good news, praise the Lord good news, hallelujah good news, and isn't God great good news. And not experience the good news for you.
So how do we turn that proclamation into reality? Dr. Evans will have the answer for us when he comes back in a moment with more of this final message from his series, Free at Last. If you're tired of being locked up by patterns and problems that have plagued you for years, this series is just the set of keys you've been praying for. You'll discover ways to beat anxiety and fear, overcome discouragement, and put the past behind you. You'll also learn how to become better organized, less selfish, and more responsible. As you can see, there's a lot packed into this powerful series, and all 12 messages are yours as our gift when you make a contribution to help support the work of the Urban Alternative here on radio, on TV, and with a growing network of pastors and churches. Along with the CDs, we'll send you Tony's companion booklet, 30 Days to Victory Through Forgiveness, a one-month journey designed to reveal how you can drop that burden of bitterness so many of us carry around. Today's the last day this special offer will be available, so be sure to visit TonyEvans.org today to make the arrangements, or call us at 1-800-800-3222 to get some in-person help from our resource team. I'll repeat that information later on. Stay with us.
Are you ready for devotions?
Yeah. And have I told you how happy I am we're getting into the Word together?
Now you have, and I am too. So let's see. We were in 2 Corinthians 5. And it says, now, who could that be?
Hi, I'm not late, am I?
Late? Wait, you're Tony Evans. Honey, it's Tony Evans.
I'm sorry. It sounded like you said that. Wait, you're Tony Evans.
Yeah.
Hold it. What do you mean late?
For Bible study, 2 Corinthians 5, right?
You want to join us for...
I've got some great background on that chapter, and there's a powerful verse in there about substitutionary atonement. Don't worry. I'll walk you through it and explain everything. Let's get started. This is going to be fun.
Wouldn't it be great if you could have one of America's top teachers and theologians right by your side as you study God's Word? Well, even if it doesn't happen in person, it can with the help of the brand new Tony Evans Study Bible. Inspirational articles, questions and answers, definitions, devotionals, links to over 150 of his most popular sermons, inspirational videos, and more. The Tony Evans Study Bible, available now at TonyEvans.org.
In Leviticus chapter 25, verse 9, when God says, this shall be a jubilee with you, it was inaugurated with the Day of Atonement. In other words, you didn't get the social until you got the spiritual. Okay, is everybody with me? The Day of Atonement was when you got right with God. He says, when you get right with me, Day of Atonement, debts will be canceled. Slaves will be released. Families will be put back together again, he says in the passage. If you skip the Day of Atonement, in order to get the social benefits of Jubilee, you don't get the spiritual and you lose out on the social. See, a lot of people who want God to do stuff in history don't want the Day of Atonement. They want to skip the spiritual and get right to God pay my bills. Get right to God get me out of this addiction. Get right to God fix my family. Get right to God make this better when they have skipped the thing that inaugurates the day. If the spiritual is not foundational, if the spiritual is not the first thing, if the spiritual is not priority, if the spiritual gets thrown by the wayside, if all that matters to you when you come to church is to hear the sermon, you're not going to get Jubilee. In fact, the most important thing that happens in our church is not the sermon, it's communion, because it is there at the cross that I reestablish my relationship with Christ, where I'm forgiven for my sins for sanctification, where I recommit myself to follow under the lordship of Jesus Christ. That happens at the cross. That doesn't happen in the sermon. But people want the sermon without the cross and wonder why they're not free. The Day of Atonement had to precede the experience of freedom. Today, I deliver this message in your hearing. I am the anointed one. That is, I have the power to grant release based on your response to me. The reason why the Jews didn't get free was they rejected him, but they wanted freedom. You cannot sideline Jesus and get victory. You can't sideline Jesus and get freedom. You can't sideline Jesus and be released. You can't be a secret agent Christian and be released. That comes with the full recognition of the lordship of Jesus Christ. And if Jesus Christ doesn't have say-so in your life, lordship, rule, control, if the relationship spiritually is not the priority, then don't expect to get the release that he's talking about. And the release that he's talking about, he's offering it today. Today. Let me say this. The anointing is closer than you think. You got people running around here saying, I wish I was anointed. Well, 1 John 2:20 says, you are. It says, if you're a Christian, you have the anointing. The anointed one has already anointed you. Because the anointed one, if you are a Christian, is living inside of you. You have the anointing. You looking for something You already have. I'm looking for my keys. You know how frustrating it is when you can't find your keys? You're in a hurry. You got to go somewhere. You got an appointment. And first of all, you're frantic. So you go, you're just looking everywhere. You're looking everywhere. You're looking everywhere. And you're just bouncing around. Then you say, okay, this is not working. Let me structure my search. And so now you structure it and you go from room to room, from spot to spot, and you're trying to find it. Okay. The structure doesn't work. So now you're looking in places where you would maybe it fell between the pillars and the couch. And, you know, so now you're looking and it's so frustrating. I couldn't find my keys. I'm late. I'm going nowhere because I can't find my car keys. In the midst of my frustration, I throw up my hands and hit my side. I pull the keys out of my pocket because I'm searching for something I already have. I'm searching for something I already possess. You already have the check. Cash it. Jesus Christ is already set up to set you free. He's already proclaiming freedom to the captives. But the Day of Atonement, that is your relationship spiritually, will determine your freedom in all the dimensions of your life. If the spiritual is out of whack, don't expect the social to get ordered.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking today about the good news of freedom. And he'll come back in a moment with a closing thought for today, so don't go away. Today's message was the last installment in Dr. Evans' series, Free at Last. But there's a lot more material we didn't have time to present on the air. You can get it all in the 2-volume 12-lesson collection we're making available. And if you request it today, it's our gift to you in appreciation for your donation toward Tony's ministry, along with a special bonus, the companion booklet, 30 Days to Victory Through Forgiveness. Visit TonyEvans.org to get all the details before time runs out at day's end. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center is open 24/7. That's 1-800-800-3222. The idea that we control our own lives is a myth. So tomorrow, Dr. Evans will begin a new collection of messages that explore how much better life can be when we admit the truth and recognize God's authority. Right now, though, he's back with a story to wrap up today's lesson.
Harry Houdini, you know him, the famous escape artist. He bragged that he could escape from anywhere. And they said, well, we have a cell you can't escape out of, Houdini. He said, bring it on. They took him to this cell. And he had this metal object he would always use to pick locks in the breakout. He took out the object and he began to work it. And work it. And work it. But it wasn't working this time. He took off his shirt and began to work it and work it. It wasn't working. He took off his t-shirt because he's sweating. He's now 4 hours into this thing and the great Houdini is stuck. It's not that he's not trying. It's not that he's not sweating and making a resolution, I'm going to break out of here. It just wasn't working. He threw down his metal thing and just fell against the door and it flew open. He was trying to unlock something that was already unlocked. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. On the cross, Jesus unlocked the cell, and you're fighting to get what you already have, and that is freedom.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.